Hi, it's Sierra Miller. I can't wait for you to check out my new collection of shoes and accessories at Designer Shoe Warehouse. If you love shoes as much as I do, then trust me, I got you. From cute sneakerinas to the perfect flip-flops to stunning heels, these shoes are all style, no drama. It's a girl's girl summer, and DSW has just the shoes. Shop the Sierra Miller collection right now at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Carter's has your family covered for every summer first. First steps, first swim lesson, or first sleepover. Our clothes help kids and parents shine, thanks to comfy design and easy dressing details. Visit Carter's.com to shop the latest styles or find a Carter's store near you.
Thank you for calling the Bombas Comfort Line. Bombas make socks, slippers, tees, and underwear made with the highest quality materials. Press 1 for comfort, 2 for style, 3 for donation.
You chose style. Bombas is styles for whatever you enjoy. You can run in Bombas, lounge in Bombas, dress them up, dress them down, but always give back in Bombas. Because with every item purchased, another is donated. Bombas, comfort worth calling for. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO.
And Michael Bartley in for Marty Griffin. Marty's in New York. I'm actually going there next week. And Marty does those videos. And he shot a video yesterday and put it on his social media deal there. He was at the counter at Katz's. I love Katz's. And those guys were taking the corned beef, the briskets out, slicing the fat off the top, throwing it over and slicing the fat off the bottom. And they were doing that extra lean. That's what how I get it, extra lean. Oh, man, what a sandwich. It really is. How come I don't have... I'd love corned beef sandwiches. Love them. We don't have them like we used to in Pittsburgh. I don't know if we do. You got to tell me, 866-391-1020. You know, I don't try to tell me, don't try to send me to a place that just does sort of like corned beef lunch meat type thing. No. Uh-uh. I want it like Rhoda's used to be. I want it like the place on Walnut Street, the gazebo used to be. That's what I want it like. I want it like Weinstein's used to be, where they actually cut the corned beef. It's from a corned beef brisket and sliced. That's what I want. That's what I want. I don't want a corned beef sandwich that's like lunch meat. We used to have the greatest corned beef. And I know that what's the name of that deli that was in Squirrel Hill? Now it's in the Strip. But I always forget it's in the Strip now. Jeff's Place. Like that. They have very good corned beef. They do. Smallman Street Deli. Smallman Street. But in any event, we used to have more places. We didn't, you know, I was lamenting that to a friend of mine. And I said, you know, and he's like, we got to go to Cleveland now. That where specialty is bringing... putting the tongs into a brisket, taking the brisket, slamming it on the counter in front of you. Just how Marty's video was. I'm going to Katz's next week, come hell or high water. Slamming the corned beef brisket on the counter, cutting the fat, and cutting that in slices, the actual corned beef brisket. I like it extra lean. Some people actually eat corned beef. They say don't trim the fat. They like the fat. I can't eat that. I can't do it. But in any event, that's why I just thought of that because I'm in for Marty, and he was eating that corned beef. Oh, my baby. You got a good corned beef place? Let me know. Let me know. 866-391-1020. I'll go there after work. It got me going so much, you know. And you know, and our buddy on, thank you, Lynette, legendary Lynette Letterman in Squirrel Hill just texted me food for thought on Craig Street in Oakland. Very good. And my friend Bob there, he's a really good guy too. Lynette, I should have remembered that one. But Lynette, don't tell me that we didn't have more restaurants that had corned beef. I love corned beef. I don't know why I'm not a big pastrami person, though. I'm kind of not. But I'm so excited about eating corned beef in New York. I really am. I want that corned beef so bad. But it has to be, okay, I'm sorry. And I'm not going to mention the places. I've been sent to places to get corned beef sandwiches and Reuben sandwiches. And it's been nothing more than lunch meat corned beef. I'm not eating that. I God bless you. To each his own. That's your thing. Great. If that's a great corned beef sandwich, I'm on board. It's like, you know, and don't ever tell people, and don't ever let people tell you how to eat. You eat the way you want to eat. Okay? Yeah. As long as I live, I will never, ever forget being in a steakhouse in Pittsburgh. In Pittsburgh. And some arrogant person at my table, they said, sir, how would you like your beef? And I said, I would like it medium well. It was a filet. And they said, would you like to butterfly it? And I said, yeah, butterfly, that's fine. That's the way I like to taste my meat. Do you understand that? And some arrogant SOB said, oh my God. Oh my God. The only way you eat beef is medium rare. Shut up. Well, I guess I passive aggressively, which I am passive aggressive. I can't help it. Passive aggressively said to the waiter, you know what? I'm upsetting her. I don't want to upset her. Give me the menu back. I'll order fish. Oh, no, that's not what I meant. I said, yes, it is. Yes, it is. I can guarantee that arrogant, rotten person never did that again to anybody else. I hope not. If someone orders medium rare with blood gushing out of it, do you think I sit there and say, oh, my God, how could you eat that? Never. You know why I would never do it? You know why? Because I know that's the way you like it. And that's the way you enjoy it. And I enjoy my meat medium well. So shut your mouth. Shut your mouth and stop embarrassing yourself. Please. Oh, look, okay, I got some suggestions. Oh, good, 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 good. On the corned beef. I need that. I'm sorry. Don't get mad. You know I'm the biggest promoter. I love Pittsburgh. We don't have the corned beef restaurants we used to have. And don't sit there and tell me we do, because I'll prove it to you. We had them all over the place. Real corned beef from the brisket. Do you understand me? Do you understand that? I'm not driving. I don't want to drive to Cleveland to get that. I want you to tell me where to go. All right. Let's do it. 866-391-1020. Kelly, you're going to be next. I see some callers want to tell me where to get the corned beef. See? I know those places are there. They are. And I want to know where they are. Oh, man, do I love corned beef. All right. Be back.
You know that thing where you get an amazing pair of shoes at a really great price and want to tell everyone about it? Yeah, so do we. Here at Designer Shoe Warehouse, we'll give you something to brag about. Like the latest styles from brands you love, or the trends everyone's obsessing over, or shoes that make you feel like, well, you. So go ahead, show off a little. Find shoes that get you at prices that get your budget. Head to your DSW store or DSW.com today. DSW, let us surprise you.
Thank you for calling the Bombas Comfort Line. Bombas make socks, slippers, tees, and underwear made with the highest quality materials. Press 1 for comfort, 2 for style, 3 for donation.
You chose style. Bombas is styles for whatever you enjoy. You can run in Bombas, lounge in Bombas, dress them up, dress them down, but always give back in Bombas. Because with every item purchased, another is donated. Bombas, comfort worth calling for. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well.
Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find a pro for your project at Angie.com.
Spring is finally here, and it's that time of year when plans start becoming real. Trips are getting booked, the calendar is filling up, and the energy is shifting. Make this season count. By starting right now, you'll hit summer already feeling more confident speaking and understanding a brand new language. Whether you're prepping for a dream vacation, reconnecting with your family heritage, or just finally checking learn a new language off your bucket list, Rosetta Stone is the way to go. They've been the trusted leader in language learning for over 30 years because they skip the boring stuff. There's no memorizing random vocabulary lists or leaning on chunky translations. Instead, their intuitive method helps you naturally absorb the language by connecting words and visuals to real-world meaning. It's about learning in context, the way language was actually meant to be learned. As a trusted expert with millions of users, Rosetta Stone offers 25 different languages, including Spanish, French, German, Japanese, and more. It really is the ultimate tool for genuine growth. Ready to start learning a new language this spring? Visit rosettastone.com/RS10 today to explore Rosetta Stone and choose the language that's right for you. Go to rosettastone.com/RS10 now and begin your language learning journey.
Okay, welcome back. Michael Bartley in for Marty Griffin. It's Bobby Wasserman who owns Food for Thought on Craig Street. And I'm told I think he has the Rota's recipe. I think. But I go in there quite a bit. It's over in Oakland. A couple blocks. That would be north of St. Paul's Cathedral, yeah. What's that? Was that Baird? Craig and Baird, I think it is. That's not Ellsworth. That's Craig and Baird, I think. I think that's Baird. Yeah, that's Baird. I'm almost certain. All right. Where's the corned beef? Where's the beef? Where's the corned beef? Since Marty was going at Cat's Deli, I'm going to get that next week. But I think there are places in Pittsburgh to still get the really good corned beef. But that's not like years ago when everybody knew where to go. I don't think it is. Kelly in Beachview. Kelly, you are on KDKA.
Hi, Michael.
Hi,
first
Kelly.
Time caller.
I'm so glad. God love you. Thanks for calling.
Yeah, we were just having the same exact conversation about where can you get the good corned beef, because we don't want the lunch meat. And like you said, Squirrel Hill, they had the best on Murray Avenue back
in the
day.
Did they ever?
Everything's gone.
Oh, my God.
I mean, we're really missing out. So we actually...
Wait a minute. You brought me back. Because I look. You know what I would do? I would go... I was a bagger at the Squirrel Hill Giant Eagle. And I'd walk down to Rhoda's, okay, and I'd get...
Yep.
I don't know, what, $1.50 worth of, and they'd cut it right off the brisket, do you understand that? And then I'd walk up to Rosenblum's.
It was like thin, right?
It was off the brisket. It was not lunch meat.
Right.
And then I would walk up, and I'd go into Rosenblum's, and I would get, I'd say, give me two pieces of Jewish rye fresh out of the oven, do you understand that?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then I get that, and then I get back to Giant Eagle and sit in the back there and make myself my sandwich. I dream about those days because that corned beef was that good.
Well, didn't you add the whipped cream cheese?
Oh, I kind of would do that too, but you know what?
That is special.
Wait, do you like Kelly? Kelly, do you like a Reuben?
Yes, love Reuben.
Me too. Yeah.
But it has to be good corned beef. It can't have the fat, and it can't be the lunch meat.
It has to be.
I had them at Big Jim's. Big Jim's aren't bad.
And I go to Big Jim's. It's okay. It's okay. It's Big Jim's is okay. But it's okay. I'm sorry. It's not like, and I know all the folks at Big Jim's, and they're not going to get mad at me. It's fine. And they have a good, very good Reuben, but I want to go in. And I want to see them cutting the corned beef from a brisket and putting it on my sandwich. And I mean right out of the oven, but that's what it used to be. Do you remember the gazebo in Shadyside? You too young.
Yes, I remember. I was never there, but I remember it.
Oh, my heavens. Yes. And Weinstein, I mean, Pittsburgh was known for places where you could get a hell of a corned beef sandwich. And I don't know.
I know.
If that's the case now.
Try this place on Bronzeville Road in Carrick, right up from Maytide. We found this place. I believe it's called Hanny's. And that was a really, really good corned beef. It was pretty close to what we were used to back in the day.
What are you saying? Hanny's? H-A-N-N-Y?
It's like, I think it's like H-A-N-N-I. I was driving, so I couldn't look it up when I called you.
Wow.
And I got through too quick, so I couldn't look it up. It's right on Bronzeville Road, up from St. Basil's Church, around the
I know exactly. I know Carrick. I know where St. Basil's is. So it's
right.
Bronzeville
right
Road, yeah.
There.
Wow.
Yeah, they have a good one, and a lot of people go in there for their corned beef.
Is
so
it,
a pound, and it, you eat it in the car on the way home. It's so
is it,
good.
And it's cut from the brisket, right? Right there?
Yes. That's what it tasted like. I didn't watch them.
Uh-huh, mm-hmm.
Kind of like a dark, like, type place. I mean, it's like a convenience store type thing, but it's a deli. They have pretty good sandwiches, submarines, and friends of ours. We had the same conversation, and they found this place, and it's pretty good, I have to say. It's better than going to the grocery stores and just getting the lunch meat.
All right, I'm gonna look it up. I'm gonna look it up. H-A-N-I, I think you said. And then somebody, I don't know, I don't know if this was Pittsburgh Magazine, I don't know what it was, but somebody put something out about a place to get a corned beef sandwich at, I want to say it was the North Hills, could have been Ross, but almost like a service station, and they make corned beef, and it's supposed to be unbelievable. I don't know. But I got to look at
one of those get-goes where they have
No. This is like a privately owned thing. I think I think so. But listen, you have to have the freshest bread. You have to have everything right for that corned beef. Oh
right,
my!
Right.
My.
But that Squirrel Hill with like you said, the rye, the fresh rye, and we had the whipped cream cheese, and then we'd get lox.
Oh.
We'd have some lox. I didn't really like that, but all my family used to eat that. But I would just eat the corned beef right out of the package.
You know,
it was so good.
I'm telling you. And then, do you remember in Squirrel Hill there was a place called Bagelland?
Yes.
Huh. Mm-hmm. And those were the freshest damn bagels. And now I see, like, when I... I go to the Starbucks in Squirrel Hill, and then I double back. And on Sundays, I think it is. Is it Sundays? And I drive down. It's at Phillips. And I see people like this really long line at a place called Pigeon Bagel, which I've had once. And they were phenomenal. They were really good. And that's another thing about New York, is the freshest bagels ever right out of the oven. And I think this Pigeon place is the same thing. But Squirrel Hill used to be like that. If you went into Bagel Land, they sold you a bagel they just took out of the oven. Do you understand me? It was unbelievable.
They were awesome.
Unbelievable.
They were really good. Oh. And I was in New York last year, and we had the corned beef, and we had the different delis, and the bagels, like you said, they're amazing.
Wait, where did you go for corned beef in New York? You could go to 1,000 different places.
We were everywhere. We were just walking near our hotel, and we would just stop in for a bagel and get those in the morning and get a sandwich late before we went back to the hotel. It was so good.
Just
to try them. You know, that's why I try Reuben's everywhere here.
Yeah,
if I go to Annapolis in Bridgeville, I'll get one. And
yeah.
They're good.
All right.
Not bad.
Do you go to New York every year?
No, actually, I went last July for my Chanel experience.
Oh,
I wanted
nice.
To go into a Chanel store.
Yeah.
And we did. And we did the experience. And it was amazing.
Oh, that's
amazing.
Really cool. That is really,
yes.
really cool.
Yes.
I go every year to meet friends that do Broadway shows and then enjoy myself, you know.
Right. I saw the MJ, the Michael Jackson one.
Oh, yeah.
Here.
Yeah.
And it was 500,000 times better. It was great here.
Really?
Great.
Oh, that's so cool.
But, oh, my gosh. It was so good.
I bet.
It was amazing.
Next Thursday, I'm going to see Maya Rudolph in a production called Oh, Mary. I hear it's pretty good in New York.
Oh.
So that'll be fun, yeah. But I'll tell you what,
have a good time.
And we're going to a French restaurant for dinner, but I'll tell you what, in the afternoon, honey, I'm going to have corned beef brisket. Don't you kid yourself. Kelly, what a great call. Thanks so much.
Check that out. Okay.
All right. Thanks so much.
Take care.
All right. Every one of you on hold about the corned beef. I created a monster. Don't you just chill out right there. We need a list of corned beef places now. All right. Michael Bartley on the Voice of Pittsburgh, 866-391-1020. If you're on hold, I'm fitting you in. You won't have as much time, but we're going to go boom, 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 boom. Oh, man, I'm going to get corned beef come hell or high water.
At DSW, we ask the important questions, like, what shoes are you going to wear? Whether you're prepping for wedding season, festival season, or just planning the ultimate vacay, the right shoes can make or break an RSVP. So own the moment. You've got big plans, and we've got just the shoes. At the perfect price, of course. Get ready to get ready with Designer Shoe Warehouse. Head to your DSW store or DSW.com today, and let us surprise you.
Thank you for calling the Bombas Comfort Line. Bombas make socks, slippers, tees, and underwear made with the highest quality materials. Press 1 for comfort, 2 for style, 3 for donation.
You chose style. Bombas is styles for whatever you enjoy. You can run in Bombas, lounge in Bombas, dress them up, dress them down, but always give back in Bombas. Because with every item purchased, another is donated. Bombas, comfort worth calling for. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO.
Why have I asked my electrician I found on Angie.com to bury my pet hamster Nibbles in our yard for me? Because I was so moved by how carefully he buried my electrical wires, I knew I could trust him to bury my sweet Nibbles after his untimely end. Huh. Nibbles. Gone too soon. May he scurry in peace.
Hey, sorry about your pet, but I just wire stuff.
Nibbles would have loved you like a brother.
Connecting homeowners with skilled pros for over 30 years. Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find pros for all your home projects at Angie.com.
Spring is finally here, and it's that time of year when plans start becoming real. Trips are getting booked, the calendar is filling up, and the energy is shifting. Make this season count. By starting right now, you'll hit summer already feeling more confident speaking and understanding a brand new language. Whether you're prepping for a dream vacation, reconnecting with your family heritage, or just finally checking learn a new language off your bucket list, Rosetta Stone is the way to go. They've been the trusted leader in language learning for over 30 years because they skip the boring stuff. There's no memorizing random vocabulary lists or leaning on chunky translations. Instead, their intuitive method helps you naturally absorb the language by connecting words and visuals to real-world meaning. It's about learning in context, the way language was actually meant to be learned. As a trusted expert with millions of users, Rosetta Stone offers 25 different languages, including Spanish, French, German, Japanese, and more. It really is the ultimate tool for genuine growth. Ready to start learning a new language this spring? Visit rosettastone.com/rs10 today to explore Rosetta Stone and choose the language that's right for you. Go to rosettastone.com/rs10 now and begin your language learning journey.
Testing season is right around the corner, and this is when confidence really matters. When kids take time to review key concepts and strengthen their skills before assessments, it can make all the difference. IXL helps reinforce what they're learning right now, so they walk into every test feeling prepared, capable, and confident. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts. Designed for students from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL delivers personalized, interactive practice that adapts to your child's level and pace. It's an easy, effective way to support learning as the school year heads into its final stretch. Studies show kids who use IXL score higher on tests, proven in all 50 states. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now, and listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Cloudy and 80 degrees at Pittsburgh International at 1:30. I'm Paul Alexander. Traffic cameras and message boards along the Parkway East are being restored after PennDOT says its fiber optic cables were vandalized. News Radio KDKA's Tamara Rush has the details.
PennDOT's Lori Musto tells KDKA Radio the fiber optic cable damage was first discovered Monday. She says crews believe the cables were intentionally cut in what may have been an attempt at copper theft.
There's no resale value to this fiber because it's glass. So when they cut it, it's basically like selling broken glass. Not really any value to that at all. We believe they may have thought it was copper. And we're stealing it for the value of the copper, but it is not. There's no copper in there. It's all glass.
Musto is asking motorists for patience as crews work to get systems back up and running and reminding the public, if you see something, say something. Tamira Rush, News Radio KDKA.
1 week into the enforcement phase of Paul Miller's law, state police are releasing their numbers on a targeted enforcement during the first half of this week. News Radio KDKA's David Balorado has the details.
From June 8th to 10th, state police say they issued just under 700 citations and a little more than 300 warnings to drivers who were seen with their phones in their hands, either while driving or while sitting at a red light or stop sign. In addition to these violations, state police say the Miller law enforcement campaign also led to more than 6,000 other traffic citations, more than 4,000 warnings, and 93 DUI arrests. Drivers face a $50 fine for a Paul Miller's law violation, but a conviction involving vehicular homicide charges brings with it additional jail time on top of the sentence they receive for that third-degree felony. David Balorado, News Radio, KDKA.
There's renewed public scrutiny building over the recently approved AI data center on the former Cheswick Generating Station in Springdale. The 180-megawatt facility aims to bring tax revenue and jobs. However, local residents remain deeply concerned about noise, power usage, and environmental impacts. Jillian Graber is the executive director of Project PT.
And when we met with neighbors, we noticed that there were many long-term impacts, health impacts, asthma, cardiovascular disease, and other impacts from the air pollution from the previous coal-fired power plant. So, you know, they don't want history to repeat itself. They don't want another industry to come in here and pollute their air, pollute their water, and leave them with more harm.
Construction could begin in 2027 with the facility coming online by 2028. Golfer Phil Mickelson has now been kicked out of his California club. ABC's Hannah Buta has that story.
His longtime club near San Diego confirms it has banned him. Golf Digest says it happened after Mickelson was accused of inappropriate contact with a female employee. An attorney for Mickelson says there is video evidence contradicting the allegations.
On Wall Street, the Dow is up 412 points, the NASDAQ up 119, the S&P 500 up 42 points. KDK Radio News Time, 132. Our next update is 2 o'clock. I'm Paul Alexander on the Voice of Pittsburgh News Radio, KDKA.
Welcome back. My mouth's watering. You got me going on that corned beef business. I'm telling you right now. Listen, if you're on hold, stay right there. You're in. I'm going to get you in. Bob, Don, Sue, Craig, everybody stay right there. Speak of the devil, Bob the Deli King over in Oakland, food for thought. Hey, Bob, I'll tell you what. You got some followers because Lynette and everybody else, they're like, is it true that you use the Rhoda's recipe? Is that true?
Michael, that's where I learned. I've put 19 years in a Rhoda's. That's how I learned it.
I never knew that.
Yeah, but started here as a dishwasher, and now I got 42 years cooking corned beef.
And you do that and take that brisket right out there and slice that fat off and do that right like that. That's it.
You gotta leave a little bit of fat on.
I know. Wait, I know. Some people, I tried to say, some people are like, hey, don't cut the fat off. I can't. I don't like that. I like the extra lean. But some people like that fat on their bottom. I'm so glad you called me. I'll tell you, I'm coming in there after church on Sunday. You better be there. And I want the potato salad on the side. And you know what else? Yeah. You know what you have for corned beef? You got to have the right pickles. You got the pickles in there.
Oh, I bring the pickles in from Chicago, the Vienna pickles from Chicago, bread works rye. I mean, you can't ask for anything better than that.
That's the greatest. How do you do on the Rubens? How do you do on the Rubens?
It's the number one seller, our Reuben. I mean, piled high with sauerkraut, Russian dressing, Swiss cheese, corned beef. If you want a Rachel, the mistake a lot of people make, Michael, is they say, I want a Rachel, and they think it's with turkey. A Rachel is just either corned beef or turkey, but with coleslaw. So that's a mistake. We always say with corned beef or turkey.
That's right. See, I always thought a Rachel was turkey. I just always thought it was a turkey Rachel.
You can have a corned beef Rachel, too. That's with coleslaw instead of the sauerkraut.
Wow. So, all right, now, Bob, now you're one of the last survivors here because, and I wasn't trying to be a jerk, but don't tell me that we, notwithstanding your great place, and you have phenomenal tuna salad and chicken salad, but listen, Bob, we used to have way more places for corned beef in Pittsburgh.
Oh, we had a lot. I mean, how about S&B? Remember S&B?
Yes, I do. And listen, when I say Rhoda's, where you were trained in Squirrel Hill, there were several other places in Squirrel Hill.
I actually started before it was Rhoda's. It was called Is Cohen's.
We called it Izzy Cohen, right? Izzy Cohen's.
Yeah, that's where I worked. I worked at Izzy Cohen's. Then the Sugarman family bought Izzy Cohen's, and they renamed it Rhoda after, the owner's wife. But I worked at both of them. And then, I decided to start my own. 32 years ago, I started my own.
32 years ago. Congratulations. Bob, great. I'll see you Sunday after 12 o'clock Mass. I'll be in there.
Thank you, Michael.
All right, Bob Wasserman, you better believe it. Absolutely. Good guy. All right. Sue in Oakmont. Sue, you're on KDKA. Hi, Sue.
Hi. I agree. There is nothing in Squirrel Hill anymore. Weinstein's was wonderful.
Oh, I remember it.
And do you remember Bubbles and Sherman's in Pittsburgh?
Oh, absolutely.
I don't know why the Jewish people haven't got together and put a good corned beef shop in Squirrel Hill.
I just love corned beef and Jewish delis. And listen, it wasn't just, and don't forget, it wasn't just Rhoda's and Weinstein's and all these different places. There were bakeries left and right, and that's every neighborhood, not just Squirrel Hill.
That's right. Well, I went to the Smallman Deli recently because I hadn't had corned beef. Well, that was the sickest sandwich I ever saw. There was hardly any corned beef on. Bread was a third of a size less than normally. And I wanted chopped liver. They don't make it. And when I got the pickle, the dill pickle was cut in half.
Oh, wow. Because my buddy Jeff Cohen, who passed away, he owned that, and I loved his corned beef. I'm sorry you had a bad deal there, but I don't, was that just recently?
Yes, about 3 weeks ago.
Wow.
It was terrible. I said to my son, I will never go back there again.
I'm going to go try it just to see, because I just haven't been there in a while, and I got going on this because of being in New York next week, and Marty Griffin's the one that started this. He posted that video of them cutting that corned beef at Katz's. And in New York, any street, any corner, you could get the best corned beef. I just don't understand. I want Pittsburgh to have those places again. And I'm stuck in the past a lot. I am, and I'm a little on the nutty side, but a lot of Pittsburgh people can relate to what I'm saying, Sue.
That's right. Well, Squirrel Hill just has Asian restaurants now, and I just can't imagine why there isn't a good Jewish restaurant like Weinstein's. I loved that place.
I loved it, too, and I loved Rhoda's, and I loved Izzy Cohen's, and I loved
right. The
gazebo. Rhoda's, the gazebo.
Right. The gazebo was wonderful.
Do you remember the gazebo on Walnut Street?
Yes.
Oh, baby. Unbelievable.
That was really great.
That was something else. It really, really was.
Enjoy what you get next week.
Oh, thank you.
And what was the name of the restaurant or the man you just
spoke
with?
Bob. That's Bob. That's called Food for Thought. Try it. It's in Oakland. It's on, you know where St. Paul's Cathedral is?
Yes.
If you drive not toward Forbes, if you drive on Craig toward Center Avenue, so going north, okay, that would be north, I'm almost certain. If you're going, it's the next couple blocks, right next to, it's on the corner next to Oakland Catholic High School, and that's Baird Street.
Oh, I know where that is.
All right, that's Baird, that's Craig and Baird. I should have asked him, I'm almost certain. That's not Ellsworth, that's Baird. And it's called Food for Thought. Check it out. He makes it the old-fashioned way. He does, yeah.
Okay, thank you very much.
You bet, Sue. Thanks for the call. Sue from Oakmont. I think she's a first-time caller, too. I've had a couple of them today. I'm trying to look up, and I'll find this by tomorrow, because I'll be with you 2 to 5 tomorrow. There was a feature. It wasn't the Post-Gazette. It wasn't the Trib. I want to say it was Pittsburgh Magazine that had... I'm going to say it wrong, so maybe I'll let it go. But it was sort of like a service station, but a mom-and-pop service station that had... their specialty is making corned beef sandwiches. I'll find out. Don't worry. I'll get even with my bad memory. I'll find out. And I don't know... I don't know... And I thought it was in the North Hills. I did. I thought it was in the North Hills. So, all right, let me knock off one more quick call here. Craig in West Virginia. Go ahead, Craig. You got about a minute.
No, I'm not that Craig. I'm a Craig in North Hills.
Oh, I'm sorry. Wait a minute. Craig in North Hills. Go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Yeah, that's Marty's enemy. I know.
Go ahead, Craig.
First of all, my wife and I love it when you substitute in the morning. You just do a good job.
That is so nice of you. That is so nice of you. Thank you.
Really, you do a great job. We enjoy hearing you, both of us. And when you're in Manhattan, you've got to go to the Waldorf Astoria and Harry's Bar, about halfway back and left side of the lobby, the best bar in America.
Oh, it's great.
They give you a big little tray of nuts, and after you thought, oh, they're stale, they throw them away and give you another big tray of nuts.
I know. There's so many places there. It's so overwhelming. And the Waldorf just reopened, you know. We used to go, my buddy, his sister was a big shot with Hilton, and she used to get us $99 rooms at the Waldorf.
You can't stand in the closet for $99.
I know. In New York, the closet, you can't stay in a shoebox for that.
Yeah.
I know.
That's great. Anyway, for sake of full disclosure, I'm a vegetarian. But when I was in Youngstown, I did a lot of work for the Jewish fellas, different businessmen, and there was two places that's closer than Cleveland, Kravitz Deli on Belmont Avenue, and there was one down below it, maybe five blocks below, called 20th Century. I'm not sure if 20th Century is there. I was at Kravitz about 4 or 5 years ago, and it's New York style. Everybody else would get roast beef. They'd just put a half a pound of cheese on good Jewish rye, and I'd have a cheese sandwich. But they all raved about it.
Wait, Craig, but what? Kravitz Deli, what city is it in?
It's Liberty Township, just north of Youngstown, maybe a mile north of...
Oh, Liberty Township. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, great.
A mile north of St. Elizabeth Hospital there.
All right, great.
And in Squirrel Hill, you missed the one. The best dessert in the tri-state area, Galifti's.
I knew you were going to say that. Galifti's had Galifti's had the greatest carrot cake that I ever had in my life. Listen, Craig, I got to run. Ron in the North Hills, you're going to be my last caller real quick. I'll be right back. Last segment on this Friday, Michael in for Marty. I'll be back Monday and Tuesday for Marty as well, 10 to 2. Where's the corned beef? Here we go. Last couple callers here. Ron in the North Hills. Ron, you're on KDK. Where's the corned beef?
Okay, the one you were talking about earlier, it's Marshall's Gas Station.
Oh, that's it. That's it.
It's in 1530 Spring Garden Road, 15212. Okay. I've never eaten there. I meant to go there a couple days ago. I've driven by it along, but they say they have a great Reuben sandwich.
Okay, Ron, that is it. So is it actually in Spring Garden?
Yep, it's in Spring Garden. It's on Spring Garden Road. It's on the road actually going up to Spring Garden.
So
you go past the fire station about three-quarters of a mile, I'd say, on Spring Garden Road.
So I'm not crazy. It is a service station, but the family owns the, and they take great care, and it's like real corned beef. It's not. It's like the real deal, and it's called Marshall's.
I haven't had one. I'm just going by what I've read about it, and the people say it's great.
I heard it's great, too. Hey, listen, Ron, thanks a million. I appreciate that.
You're welcome. It's a great show today.
Thank you very much. All right, Mark in the North Hills. Mark, you're on KDK.
Hi, how are you today?
Okay, how are you?
I'm wonderful. Hey, I used to go to Rich's House of Corned Beef.
Where's that?
No, that was 50 years ago. It was downtown when the theaters, the Gateway Theater, the Fulton Theater.
Yep.
It was across the street from the Gateway Theater.
Wow.
I used to go in. Oh, it was great.
And that's another thing. We had great corned beef in downtown Pittsburgh. It wasn't just Shadyside and Squirrel Hill.
Yeah. This place was great, Rich's House. And I had two brushes with greatness coming out of there. The first time I walked out, okay, so this is going back, this is probably late 70s. I walked out, who's walking in but Billy Joel.
Get
with his
out.
Band, and he had a lot of hair.
Get
and he
out.
Looked at me, I looked at him, and I said, Billy! He says, hey, how you doing?
Wait, what year was that? What year was that, Mark?
This has to be 78, 79.
I'll be darned. Billy Joel was just getting probably popular then. I mean, but he was getting huge then. He was getting huge.
Yeah, so he must have been playing up at the Civic Arena. Mm-hmm. And asked, hey, where can I get a good New York deli sandwich? And they told him, somebody told him, Rich's House of Corned Beef.
And wow.
And then another time, I was walking out, and a big limousine pulls up right in front of the place.
Yeah.
And I jumped these guys, all dressed like in long raincoats. They were wearing these blue raincoats, and they had sunglasses on.
Yeah.
There are four of them jumped out, and they're looking all around. They're right in the middle of the street. But then the door opens, and who comes walking out but George Bush, the father.
Oh, really? I'll be darned. He went in to get a corned beef sandwich.
He went in to get a corned beef sandwich.
Yeah.
And you know what? He was wearing, the Secret Services guys were wearing blue raincoats.
Wow.
But he was wearing like a white long raincoat. And the guy standing next to him was wearing a white long raincoat. I was thinking, why isn't he wearing a blue one?
That's funny.
And then it occurred to me, in case somebody would take a shot at Bush,
oh, geez.
They would mistake him for Bush because they're wearing the same raincoat, same height.
Wow. Mark, listen, I'm sorry. I got to go. Listen, thanks today, everybody. I'll be here tomorrow. See you tomorrow, 2 p.m., 2 to 5 Saturday. Colin's coming up.
You don't brag about your car's resale value until years later when it proves you made the right call. And Toyota makes that choice easy. For the sixth year in a row, Toyota was named the best resale value brand by Kelley Blue Book, with Camry, Tacoma, and 4Runner all earning best in class. Because when you buy a vehicle that's built to last, you drive away with value you can count on. Shop Toyota.com to learn more. Vehicles projected resale value and best resale value awards are specific to the 2026 model year. For more information, visit Kelley Blue Book's KBB.com. Toyota, let's go places. Thank you.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/moremessy. Now's the time to get in, because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
When it comes to lighting, Graybar goes beyond parts and products. We help contractors turn plans into smart designs, manage kitting and deliverables, and navigate local codes so you can stay on time and on budget. Smart, scalable, job site ready. That's not just lighting. That's like kicking your project into Graybar mode. Yep, Graybar does that.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? MaintainX is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With MaintainX, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to MaintainX.com/AI. That's Maintain and the letter X.com/AI.